Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and him.
Wow, nice.
Chris Ramsey.
Guys, it is episode 135, and this, what you're about to hear, is a collection of unused questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
It's a questions from the public special! Because
that's my favourite part of the podcast.
Yeah, it's a lot of people's favourite part of the podcast. Mm-hmm. So know what have we been up to? Because we're far too busy. This has been recorded
in advance.
Well,
can we just say, I'm not far too busy. Chris has got 14 gigs.
14 shows in 10 days, I have.
Yeah.
So I've got SMA, I've got my own stand-up,
yeah.
And I've got a TV show, which I'm not allowed to say what it is yet.
So just to let you all know that he's putting all of them before us.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm physically not here for 10 days. I tell you what, my dirty washing bag that I'm going to bring home at the end of that stint is going to be fucking intimidating.
Oh, Jesus.
Intimidating.
And do you know what it is? It's all darks as well, because you don't wear many light colours.
No, I'm very...
So I'll have to do...
I'm a depressive dresser.
You really are.
I'm like...
Very dark.
Very. It's almost like I've been dressed by Tim Burton. A bit gothy. I'm not a Noel Fielding level, but I'm always dark. It's always dark.
Well, I look forward to that.
Well, there we go.
Just don't put gym stuff in there as well.
I can't do it. I can't be taking gym stuff. People who take gym stuff away and they go, oh yeah, I'll go. If they're away for like a week and they're like, oh yeah, I go to the gym. I go, well, you've just got like a sweaty pair of kegs in your case for a week. Like, what are you supposed
that
to do?
That is true, actually. What do people do with that?
Or what? Or pay like, what, 400 quid for the hotel to wash it? You know what? It's crazy.
That's something I've never done.
No.
Get laundry done by a hotel. It's very... impressive.
Sometimes
like.
I put it. I'll get the laundry bag from the hotel, and I'll just use that as my dirty washing bag. But sometimes I leave it out in the room, and I think, oh shit! I hope they don't think I want that done.
I'll tell you what. Listen. Why don't you get it done while you're at the hotel instead of bringing it here to Muggins?
But then I haven't got a present to bring back. I can't come back empty-handed.
You've
got to bring you a present. Hey, like,
don't smile at
I'm
me.
I'm like Santa. I come back with a big bag. Oh, ho, little girl. Who's being a good girl? Hey, look at these. Here's all that. And I pour them over you while you're asleep.
Oh, God.
You're lying. Hey, there's all the jig. What does it smell like? There's some socks for you. Oh, some are wet, some are dry.
Oh, you're horrible. Actually, you know what?
Huh?
Is it too early to say?
What?
A little bit excited for Christmas this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Seen
that
already?
Oh, we've had two utterly gash Christmases. I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, fair enough.
Or was it just one?
You had two because you were ill the other one.
I was
one.
Ill.
Yeah.
I think I had the, you know what?
Blatantly COVID, yeah,
I
yeah.
I
you were
had
done
COVID,
in,
COVID,
you,
actually,
for
2019,
yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Right, okay, well, it's only fucking September, so shut up about Christmas.
Right, okay.
Right, you're like a bloody supermarket banging on.
Fair enough.
I saw advent calendars and Smith's toys the other day. I couldn't believe what was going on.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. Although there was a Playmobil Back to the Future one, which I think I'll get for myself.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I'm 5 years old.
Listen, enjoy the questions from
the public. Yes, everyone, enjoy them.
Hope you're all well, and we will be back properly next week.
Yes, indeed.
Here's the jingle. Jingle. Christmas jingle.
Oh, shut up.
Jingle.
Stop
bells,
it. No,
jingle.
No. Right. Our normal jingle. Here it is.
Jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello, Chris and Rosie. Big fan and on my third listen through.
Holy fuck, how much time you got in your hands?
Hell.
Oh my God.
Thank you, but
if I ever meet you, you're going to quote something and I'm not going to know what it is.
People are busy quoting something that I said. I must have said a while ago, what is the film where if you don't talk about someone, they die or something? I can't even remember saying it, but it was Kogo.
Kogo?
Yeah.
Right.
People have been saying it's Kogo, and I'm like, what's Kogo? when did I say this?
Right, okay.
I can't remember all
I don't think it's Banks. Is it Banks? Someone. There's a quote, there's a famous quote saying, is it Andy Warhol? Anyway, it's some artist.
Mm.
It's definitely not Banksy. I don't fucking know. Look, there's a quote.
What is the quote?
The quote is, you die twice. You die when you die, when you actually die. Mm-hmm. And then the second time you die is the last time someone says your name.
Oh.
It's quite a nice quote. I can't remember the fuck said it.
That's not a nice quote.
Probably Google it. I think it's quite a good quote.
Because there is going to be one day that people don't talk about you anymore, isn't there?
Not me. Nah, no way. They'll talk about me forever. Urban myth. If you think they're going to talk about me, it's an urban myth.
Well, look, listen. Like, I still talk
about... Banksy?
Oh, it was Banksy.
It was Banksy. I apologise. I mean,
Banksy, if you're listening. Imagine.
Yeah. Oh, no. A quote by Banksy. I mean, they say you die twice. One time when you stop breathing, and a second time a bit later on when somebody says your name for the last time.
Wow. That's grim and beautiful all at the same time.
But is that Banksy quoting that quote? Oh, no, it is Banksy. Yeah, yeah.
I thought Banksy was an artist rather than a quotist. Is he a spoken artist? I thought he just drew stuff.
I think he talks
about stuff. Do we know who he is?
I don't know.
Does he wear a balaclava?
Definitely when he's shagging.
Yeah, but do we know what Banksy looks like yet or not?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think anyone knows what he looks like. There's theories that it's many people. I went to an exhibition of his once in Bristol. It was amazing.
Yeah. God, it's great, but I still don't know if we know who he is. No?
I don't think we do.
Right. Okay. Ooh.
Mysteries.
Banksy. Anyway, back to the story. Okay. She's listened to it three times round. Helps take my mind off the absolute shit show that is life at the minute.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
Glad we could help.
My friend has many a story, but here's my favourite.
Okay.
All right. Upon visiting his favourite takeaway post-night out, he ordered his go-to meal of a 12-inch cheesy garlic bread.
Wow.
Nice.
Bold.
Is that big?
On his own, a 12-inch... Mm-hmm. So a cheesy garlic bread for me, I can have a couple of bits of cheesy garlic bread, but it gets a bit sort of samey and a bit
salty,
isn't it? A 12-inch cheesy garlic bread to yourself is pretty fucking impressive.
Okay. Right, okay.
That's pretty impressive, yeah. So if you look at my hands now, so a 12-inch pizza is probably about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For those of you not, obviously it's an audio medium, I just got my penis out. I'm joking.
And tripled it seven times.
And said, time's up by 100.
Wow.
What do you mean you can't say it?
Oh, stop it. Yeah. Made two kids, that.
Nah, it's a canny little thing.
This is so weird, this podcast.
I don't know why I said that.
What is
that.
Our life, Chris?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Talk about your dick. Anyway, after being told... I don't know what our life is anymore.
I think joking that it was massive, then joking it was tiny, and then coming and then meeting somewhere in the middle with the phrase, it's a canny little thing. As well, referring to my penis as a canny little thing is one of the weirdest things I've ever done, I think. I think it's up there.
Said it, not me. I like it.
It's up there. It's a canny. Stop reviewing me penis on the
Chris,
podcast.
Chris, I'm telling you right now.
Stop it.
No, listen. Honestly, gun against my head. Wouldn't have married you if it was shit.
Great. Okay, then.
That's why nice. I'm sorry. Whoever's marrying someone with either a shit willy or a shit vagina, if they've seen it before they get married, then you want looked at. Because you've got to live with that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you are shallow, do you know that? You are a shallow piece of shit, do you know that?
Oh, what, because I want to marry a nice penis? Yeah, okay.
I am a nice penis.
You are a nice... Listen, you're getting embarrassed, let's stop.
I am, it's weird.
After being told it'll be a 15-minute wait, the hungry chap asked for some fried chicken to eat while he waited.
Brilliant, East man's a fucking animal.
No. After polishing off said chicken and receiving his garlic bread, he realised he was a bit full. But
Never.
It was his favourite. What was a man to do? Okay.
Give it away. Keep it till the morning.
No. Not want to waste the taste, he set off on his way home, chewing mouthful after mouthful of the delicious, cheesy, garlicky goodness. Ugh. But I thought he was full, I hear you ask. He was. In his genius, drunken state, he had the idea to chew and get all the taste, but never swallow.
No! That's fucking rancid.
Yes. He spat out each mouthful of the whole 12-inch cheesy garlic bread on his way home like a modern-day Hansel and Gretel.
That is gross. Imagine walking behind him on the way home.
Well, have you not? You know, sometimes when you see some stuff on the pavement and you think, what is that?
Yeah.
Now, well, you know, he's answered some questions because that's somebody who's walked home, eaten a 12-inch cheesy garlic bread, but not swallowed it and just spat it out.
He's essentially gargled with cheesy garlic bread. The dirty...
I mean, is it clever because he has got the taste?
But, and how much willpower... Like, he must have been really full.
He must have been really, really
full.
But
he's still sticking it in his face. Oh, God, can you imagine... Like, I'm sorry. Can you imagine the state of his face when he got in? It must have been running down his fucking chin. I mean, he must have been, like, to the side. Bits of it must have been catching on his shoulder.
Christ.
There'd be bits of it on his shoes.
It's not a good look.
Oh, hey, honestly, if I was walking behind him in my yobbish night out days, if I was walking behind him and he was just spitting his bit, I'd have pushed him in a hedge.
Yeah.
I'd have pushed him straight in a hedge.
Is it weird that just hearing this story, okay?
Don't. It doesn't make you want a cheesy garlic
bread.
No,
it doesn't make us want a cheesy garlic bread. Although I would never say no.
Right.
I miss going out.
Right, okay.
I miss going out and get absolutely bladdered and going to the pizza shop after.
Yeah, going to the pizza shop.
I really miss
after.
It. Yeah. What's your go-to pizza shop order after a night out? Before kids, because now we're just going straight.
Margarita, chips, garlic sauce. Yeah. Always regret the garlic sauce every single time. Woke up every morning, regretting the garlic sauce, still got it the next time.
Yeah. Mine's chips and garlic sauce.
Chip and garlic sauce.
All the time.
We used to go to a place that did the top of Fowler Street and King Street, shout out. It's called Taymor's.
Taymor's, back in the day. Yeah.
We used to get, maybe make us go half as on onion bargee. Onion bargees. Because you got two in the
packet. It's in the book, Chris.
Eat them like an apple. It's in the book, is it?
It's in the book.
Yeah, we ate them like an apple, so there you go.
You'd have known that if you'd have read it back, but you didn't bother.
I didn't proofread it.
Muggins had to do it.
Gold goes straight down on the page and I move on. Busy man. Honestly, busy man. I don't think anyone proofreads the books.
Of course they do.
Urban myth.
Would you stop it with this urban myth?
Oh, I think I found my new thing. I think my new thing is just telling you that stuff's an urban myth.
I actually think you might be the only person in the history of authoring who hasn't proofread the book.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Waste of time. Busy. Lots going on. I drop me genius onto the page. Someone else deals with it.
Wow.
I get it out of the world. Wow. And I move on to my next fantastic adventure.
Great.
I meant venture, not adventure, but it still makes...
Really just didn't read it back. Just didn't read it back. It could be anything in there. I could have just okayed all of your stuff and it was utter shite. Never know.
Definitely not, because there's no way you could have turned the font of genius that I poured onto that page. There's no way you could have turned that sour with anything you did.
Right, great.
Paperback's out.
Oh, it is actually. Yeah, paperback.
Paperback
I want my paperback book.
Proud of yourself. Slagging me off. You know what you should have done, right? You should have went out of the room, done that little rap to yourself, proofread it, came back in and realised it was no good. That was quite good.
Thank you. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, to put into its perspective, me and my boyfriend are both 23 and live separately still at our parents' houses.
Okay.
I live in Cheshire and him in the West Midlands. Me and my boyfriend have been together for over a year now and have been able to spend months at a time with each other during the long month lockdowns.
Right. So hold on. Cheshire, West Midlands.
Are they far?
Elephant Square, water. Hour and a half, sorry. Probably about an hour and a half.
Right, okay.
As a guess. Cheshire's like Manchester, we're in it. Further out, posh Manchester. Cheshire.
I thought it was like Liverpool, no?
It's around there somewhere. It's where the footballers live.
Yeah.
And then West Midlands is the west of the Midlands. So a bit south. A couple hours, 2 hours,
okay.
Probably.
Right, okay.
I used to go from, when I used to live in Manchester, I used to go Manchester to Leicester in an hour and a half down the M6. Possibly something like that.
Well, okay then. Great, thank you very much. But when it was lockdown.
Hey, I'm just letting people know.
They were staying there for months at a time at each other's.
Okay.
Parents' houses. Okay.
Fair enough.
Anyway, one of the months that I stayed over fell on an important deadline for university. The night before the deadline, he brought a spare mattress into the bedroom and said that he needed a good night's sleep before the big presentation and so didn't want to sleep next to me.
Sorry, where's he got the spare mattress from?
Well,
They're at his house.
They're at his house.
Right, okay.
I completely understood, as I am very active mover when I sleep. I quite often rotate the bed sheets and unpin the lining without realising.
Horrible.
I've also kicked him a few times, unknown to me.
Brilliant.
So, I slept on the normal bed and him on the floor mattress. We both slept very, very well, and neither of us over hot or grabbing for covers.
Okay.
However, Now that he knows he can sleep very well on another mattress, it is something he has started asking to do more recently.
Wow.
It's as if we are having a sleepover in the same room. I make sure he knows that I miss sleeping next to him, so in the morning he will wake me up with a cup of tea and a cuddle back in the normal bed.
Got you.
However, I am actually secretly loving having a full bed myself, as I am sleeping better than ever.
Wow.
I get to sleep in the morning without him waking me up, and even get more time to cuddle in the morning and at night before he goes to bed. I'm trying to make him feel bad for sleeping elsewhere, as it's only every few weeks I can visit him for a night or two.
Brilliant. So she is happy that she's sleeping in the bed on her own, and that he's on a mattress on a floor, like a squat, like a hostel. But she's making him feel bad about it. Why is she making him feel bad about it? So she's happy about it. He's happy about it. They're both having a great time. But she's making
him feel bad
about it. But
they're only 23 sleeping
in
separate beds.
Right, okay.
Come on.
Look.
It's not good, is it?
I suppose. I was going to say get a bigger bed. If that room can fit... I know people aren't made
of
money.
No, Chris. I'm agreeing with
you. If that room can fit two mattresses in... What were they sleeping in a single bed together at first? Because a single bed sleeping with two people is fucking horrible.
We've all done it. Horrible.
Remember the first time you stayed at my mum and dad's and we never did it again?
Nah, grim.
Awful.
It's not good. I would honestly suggest saving up and getting a bigger bed. Best thing we ever did buying that super king size.
It's massive.
I hardly see you. Right. Say we're not in the same bed.
Honestly.
Oh, and everybody on Instagram, I put a picture on the other day and we've got a spare room. And it's got two single beds for when people come to sleep. People think we sleep in separate beds now.
Great, keep that up. So, no, let people know that. That's great. Podcast working together has really took its toll. Yeah. Sleeping two single beds
honestly,
next to each other.
People are commenting like, "Hey, are you and Chris in separate beds?" Yeah, it's like, no.
It's okay though, because we hold hands in the gap.
But to be honest with you, there's something, you know, like you do sleep better when you're not in the bed with someone. We sleep better because we've got the massive bed.
She sounds like the massive bed wouldn't solve the issue because she sounds like a nightmare with covers.
She would
have to have... Can you remember when someone got in touch and said that they've got two separate duvets? So maybe if you've listened... Dear writer, if you've listened, done your fucking research, bigger bed, two separate duvets. Sit down.
There you go.
Thank you for emailing.
Solved. But still, you're 23 and you've got... Unfortunately... You have to go through the process of the single bed sharing, of the double bed sharing, of the shit, you know, you just have to go through the process in your life of sharing a bed really intensely with someone before you get to an age where you go, I'm nearly 35, fuck off.
Well, there you go.
It's true, isn't it?
So you've got that to look forward to.
No, but when we got together, how old were we? 26, 27?
25.
Were we? I don't know. Anyway, we used to cuddle every night. Because you do, and it's like, and then, you know, you're solidifying your relationship together. But then when you get to this age and you're married and you love each other and you've got children and stuff, you don't have to do all of that anymore. Still nice sometimes, obviously.
Well, just last night, because we didn't get to read our books on holiday, we've brought the books home and we're reading them now on a night. So just last night, you lay on your side of the bed, I lay on my side with a little lamp on each, reading my books each in perfect silence. And at one point I went, this is lovely, isn't it?
It was really nice.
And I was like, I'm 70 years old. This is fantastic.
Chris, it was lovely.
It was really nice.
Then we turned over. No, we had a little kiss before we went to bed. We said good night. Turned over.
I don't remember that. Did you kiss me when I was asleep? That's not cool.
It's my thing.
That's the thing, though. Even when you're brand new with someone, even when you're brand new and you're like, everything's doing, you know, you go to sleep cuddling each other. I've never woke up in the morning cuddling you, even when we first got together.
No.
Even when you're brand new, you've got your like, they're leaning on you, and you still do that thing where you wake up at 2 a.m. boiling and go, but you fucking get up.
It's very, like, I think, like you say, everyone goes through that stage, and it's lovely, and I think it does really bring you together, but who can sleep cuddling all night?
Whenever I watch a film or a TV show and they wake up in the morning cuddling, I go, bullshit.
Bullshit.
Mm-hmm. That didn't happen.
Of course it didn't happen.
Lies. Urban myth. Urban myth.
Here he goes.
Urban myth.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Dear Rosie and Chris, I've waited 132 episodes for an opportunity to share one of my stupid life stories, and after listening to last week's episode and hearing the submit your worst excuse for calling sick to work,
oh,
I just had to take the plunge.
Wonderful.
When I was 17/18, I worked in a local restaurant as a waitress. I think it's fair to say that towards the end of this part-time career, the staff fucking hated me, and I'm honestly surprised I didn't get the sack.
Wow.
As you can imagine, at this age of my life, I went out on the piss every single weekend. I remember them days so well.
Oh, yes.
Naturally, as a part-time waitress, I always landed with the unfortunate event of the Sunday shift.
Oh, no. Nah.
That's the thing, isn't it? At that point in your life,
yeah,
you go out all the time, mm-hmm, but you only have a job that is...
Out.
No, you have a job to go out, but you have the job and you always get the weekend shift.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, your part-time job lands on the hours and times where you would be going out or being hungover. Yeah, I used to miss so many things for that's why I always went out with my workmates, because they would all have the same times off as I did.
Yeah.
Although, you know, at certain jobs, the managers would specifically put me in while everyone was out on staff nights out, so that was fun.
Never forgiven that, have you?
I haven't, no.
I think I excused myself from almost every Sunday working there, starting off with the bog standard lies of, I've got tonsillitis, or I think I've got the flu. You don't get the flu at 17.
Not on a Sunday.
No, not on a Sunday morning. Once I even told them I had been spiked on a night out.
Gee,
that's intense.
Still on the
it?
Night out, though, weren't you?
Yeah.
First of all, I've just had a little flashback here of being hungover when I worked at the Stadium Light and carrying Sunday dinners to people. And it was one of the most awful feelings. Just walking along with a big tray full of Sunday dinners, hungover
as fuck.
Thinking
you're going to drop it.
Everything. So everything on top of it.
Hang on. Who? Why? What?
Yeah, they used
people
to do them.
Used to do them
in the director's suite. Sunday dinners in the Stadium Light. Yeah.
Okay. They replied to this occasion, they spiked on the night out, don't worry, it happens, Laura. I honestly think I had them wrapped around my little finger.
Wow.
Yeah. One Sunday, I had hit the worst of all hangovers. In fact, I was probably not even home when my brain produced this miracle of an excuse. I had well and truly ran out of ideas and thought the common cold just wouldn't make the cut for the day off. I told... This is like such a big lie. I told my manager that I had been accidentally punched in the face trying to break up a fight in Newcastle.
Crikey.
Due to this accidental injury, I was unable to speak as my jaw was in so much pain.
Wow.
As far as I'm aware, it worked a treat. However, to play up to this terrible lie, the next couple of shifts I went in and spoke with hardly any emotion, pretending my jaw was still not properly in place.
Just a professional liar. This person's a danger to society.
The other waiters,
psychopath,
and even the chefs in the kitchen proceeded to joke and ask me if I had been scrapping in town. I had to repeatedly explain the story that I was not the scrapper and I had attempted to break up a fight and was in fact battered in the jaw accidentally.
God Lord. She believes this lie.
Well, she said, looking back, it probably wasn't worth the fuss. I should have bit the bullet and accepted the hangover and worked the shift. That's such a big... But imagine being like, oh, can I talk? I'd forget me.
They're good, but they're also shit lies because all of her lies of why she can't come in on Sunday come from the fact that she was out on Saturday night. Like, look, I was out, and yes, I was hammered, but I'm fine. But X, Y, and Z happened instead. It's like, come on, man. Must be.
I've never, ever, ever, ever in the history of my all-time life working had a boss who was all right with you ringing in sick.
Oh, no. Well, I've had so many people throughout my life not believe that I'm not well. Mm. I now still feel like when I'm not well, people don't believe us.
Well, we put this in the book. Yeah. There's a whole bit
in the book. I constantly think people think I'm bullshitting all the time. Yeah.
I remember it's some jobs that I've had where you ring the boss to tell them you're ringing sick and they're like, right. And you're like, sorry, do you own that fucking company? No, I don't think you do. I don't think you personally are going to be, you know. So what's it called when you get thingied over the stoves? No, what?
Hold over the coals. Drag over the coals, I think.
Aye, whatever.
Christ. What a couple of dickheads we are. I know what you mean, though. It was all, you
no,
know what
I
mean?
Hear like, that. You're phoning
sick to River Island.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, God. Sorry, am I missing giving someone a triple fucking bypass in the theatre? No, I'm not. There'll just be less people to straighten up the fucking hangers in River Island, mate. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not there to welcome people into fucking River Island. Hello, welcome to River Island, if you want to.
Are you doing all right there? Do you need any help? Do you need any help? Are you doing all right? Do you need any help?
Just one less of them.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I hated that. You need to speak to every single person who comes in the shop. No, I actually don't.
I feel like you can gauge it. I feel like you can gauge it. I feel like if someone's standing holding something, looking around, you go, they definitely need help.
Yeah.
I feel like if someone's just looking, you go, they don't need help.
Yeah, can I help you? No.
Can I interest you in the shoe care products? Buying these shoes. Can I interest you in this dubbin? Put it on football boots. £2.
Oh, don't put me in the shoe section, because if you think I'm climbing up them two flights of stairs every time somebody wants to try on one of them boots, you can piss off. Wow. Put me on the changing rooms, please. Wow. I'll catch all the robbers. Loads of robbers. The drama when you're on the changing rooms and you go into one of the changing rooms and you're like, and there's just tags all over the floor and you're like, oh my God! Oh my God, there's been a theft!
It was the foil-lined bag in All Sports.
Well, yeah.
It was a foil-lined bag.
But it was very exciting. But then obviously the same manager who you've rang in sick is just, you know, well, that's come out of my very own purse.
It's another quiet Christmas in my household.
Two-piece.
Removing their own clothes to replace them. To be fair, they probably did get bollocked. They probably got bollocked.
Yeah, no, office. I mean...
Would you not remember whenever the area manager was in?
Oh, when the area manager came in.
Oh my God. Yeah. It was like the Queen was coming.
just ridiculous. Like, white guys, we're going to have to work until midnight tonight because the area manager's coming. Like, is this some sort of joke?
Yeah, the area manager's been in watching us today, guys, and she needs a meeting after this because she's not happy with everything. Oh, great. By the area manager. Hello, you've just met me and I'm about to bollock the fuck out of you all. Oh, great. Is that the business structure that we're going for here? Yes, it is. Yes. Surprise, motherfuckers.
Big love to everyone who works in retail, by the way.
Oh, big love to everyone in retail for the shit you have to deal with.
Yeah, it's not an easy job. Thank you. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Just listening to episode 125 about the girl who hasn't washed her dressing gown. This got a lot of responses.
Minga. Utter Minga. Should do as well.
A lot of people said, why didn't she just wash the dressing gown and not the belt?
Oh, that's genius. Hey, I tell you what. So,
listen, these listeners, they know the score.
Is it weird that that's just impressed me so much?
I never thought of that.
I'm proud of everyone.
We didn't think of that.
Just wash the dressing gown, not the belt.
Mind, fucking it is fantastic. Hard when we're sat here and you just, I go through the questions. Chris has no idea what they are. This is just little surprise, little podcast for Chris.
It's me stag do. Every week it's me stag do. I don't know what's coming.
But you don't, sometimes it's not until you hear it later, you think back, that you think, oh, well, I could have said that, or, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say it again. I say this all the time. Where opinions change constantly.
Yeah.
So please, in 2 years' time, don't tell us something that I said on this podcast if I say something different, because I'm very fickle. My opinions change constantly, so you know what I mean. You said in 2019 on episode number 6 that you didn't like blue slippers, but now you've got to pay. Right, great. Anyway.
I mean, very impressive. If someone comes up with something like that, I go, okay.
The will, Chris.
It's impressive.
So, hi, Chris and Rosie. bloody, bloody, blah, what I just said. I think maybe I have the male version of her in my life.
Oh, good grief.
My boyfriend has a... Is she just spelled denim wrong, or does she mean to spell denuim? Right, okay.
It's got to be denim.
My boyfriend has a denim-style jacket, or what should look like denim. Denim. She spelled it D-E-N-I-U-M. Hang on, I'm going to have to Google
it. There might be something different. Are we about to find out that that's how you spell denim, and we've been spelling denim wrong forever?
No, unfortunately, she's actually spelled it wrong. But that's fine, because, you know, we're not all perfect. She's just spelled it wrong. It's D-E-N-I-M, denim. So it's not denim.
Sorry, people who get their dicks out about how good they are at spelling can get in the fucking sea, my opinion. My mum does it all the time. My mum's good at spelling, and she bangs on about it. And like, where's it got you? No way. I haven't seen you win a spelling competition, Anne. I'm not impressed. Pointless. My phone does it.
Listen, she feels good when she does it to us, so that's just winning.
It's not a talent. It's rubbish. Children, fair enough, you learn to spell, you know, let it go. L-E-T-I-T-G-O.
G-U-O.
G-U-O.
So anyway, my boyfriend has a denim-styled jacket, or what should look like denim, that he won't let me wash because it adds character.
Brilliant.
It's fucking brown. It's that monkey at the cuffs, right? That's what just...
Yeah,
called.
I can see it. I can see it.
It's, yeah, it's so disgusting and dirty, and it's, but it adds character, right, okay, apparently.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, the reasoning behind this is, when he was at university, in brackets, he's 35 now.
Great.
Instead of washing his clothes, he used to go to the local charity shop, which sold him a black bin bag of clothes for £5.
Got you.
In brackets, I still don't understand what he did with the dirty clothes. Surely it would just accumulate over time. It really would. Maybe he did swap them.
Yeah.
Sometimes the bin bag had suits in it, sometimes shoes, sometimes clothes that didn't even fit.
Why didn't he just pick them, the dick?
I don't know.
I've got loads of stuff, good stuff from charity shops back in the day when I used to, you know, like when I was at uni, I would get leather jackets from charity shops. I would get really mint stuff.
He's got a pick and mix bin bag from the charity shop, the Mentalist, for £5.
Not even pick and mix, it's a fucking Kinder Surprise.
Yeah. And she's put here, and you know what the worst part of it is? As a 35-year-old man, 90% of his wardrobe came from those bags, and he won't part with any of it, no matter how rank, because it's a good story.
Wow. A good story.
Hey, James, where did you get that disgusting denim jacket? Well, actually, when I was in university, Darren, I got it for £5 out of a monkey bin bag.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, James, why do you smell like shit and me dog's trying to eat your shoe? Well, that's because it's 15 years old and it wasn't mine in the first place.
No, look, I'm all up for wearing... I've got clothes that I've had for far too long just because if they're still okay, and fast fashion isn't great, but you know...
Sounds to me that it's a style thing. You might be a bit of a grungy guy, you might be a bit of an indie boy at uni and, you know... You're not supposed to wash denim.
I mean, yes, but you're not meant to let it rot at the cuffs, well, neither.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, can you get it dry cleaned? I don't know. I don't understand.
You
I don't know how it works.
Get it dry cleaned.
Just, yeah. I love that he just got a Kinder Surprise. I mean, what? There could be anything in there.
It's quite exciting, really.
What were they doing? Here comes that fucking pillock again. Thinks he's cool. Yeah, put all that old shite that won't dare hang up in that bag.
Stick that wedding dress in that we can't sell.
The one with blood on.
He'll have that. He'll have that.
Fucking idiot.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, I am an American.
Ooh.
Married to a Brit.
Congratulations.
Well done. I grew up in an area surrounded by lakes and swam in them every summer.
Okay. Oh, God.
This spoke to me personally. Stiff. Right, okay.
Something's going
to
happen.
Listen, no, it's not. It's not bad. It's okay. My English wife, she's from Norwich, finds swimming in lakes disgusting. She has an irrational fear of fish and of being sucked into lake muck and drowning.
It's not rational.
My question is this. Why are English people afraid to swim in murky lakes? There's nothing to feat about a muddy bottom. And my bonus question is why does your entire fucking nation hate sand? It's not so bad. He's totally got
what
a point.
What was the feat to mucky? What the hell was that?
So, I don't like swimming in lakes.
Right.
And I hate fish touching my feet.
Right.
And I genuinely think a lot of English people don't like that. Because when you watch films, American films, or they just get in lakes and they just don't give a shit.
Yeah, and so they all fucking die.
How do they die?
There's always films where they die and getting in lakes and stuff.
Not the ones I watch. They look like having a bloody lovely time.
Well, about to say America.
They've all got jetties at the bottom of the houses and they jump off out the jetty and swim in the bloody lake. That was exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
But we're terrified of them. What's happened? Have we watched something from the national curriculum
from America.
At school?
We've watched stuff from America. Films from America. You know.
But they're always lovely.
No, not always lovely. You've seen Friday the 13th. He's bloody in the lake at the end. He jumps out and gets them.
Does he? Who's
sorry,
that?
Sorry, spoilers.
That?
Jason.
But it's like 50-year-old.
Spoiler. Yeah, we'll get an email. I was saving Friday the 13th until the new one came out. Friday the 13th, number 20. And you spoiled the first one for me. You ruined my day. Please put a trigger warning. Please put a trigger warning before ruining films from the 70s. Fucking dicks. Now listen.
Has it been long enough?
My point is, right, I'm not blaming the American here, but I'm just saying, you're American, and the culture of movies and horror movies mainly comes from America, and stuff we've seen growing up, you know, films about giant fucking crocodiles and sharks.
Yeah.
You know, I know that this American email in isn't personally responsible for Jaws and Lake Placid, but all I'm saying is, you know, we it's probably because we don't have as many of them here, but because we don't have the weather, to be fair, depending on what part of weather. I mean, this person sounds like they grew up in an amazing place.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've probably got more reason to be frightened of their lakes than we have of ours, because there's probably fuck all in ours, apart from some condoms and a shopping trolley.
Mm-hmm.
But in American lakes, if I watch like River Monsters, when he goes to, there's like giant fucking catfish and horrible monkey stuff. They've got loads of shit in their lakes, but they don't give a fuck.
Just think it's what's it called? An international divide thing? What's it called?
An international divide thing. That don't. Are you calling like a north-south divide, but like an international?
Yeah.
Divide? I don't know.
Yeah. And we've got the Loch Ness Monster.
What have we though?
What do you think the Loch Ness Monster is real?
Oh, fuck me. No.
Do you not?
No.
So is there no way that it's real? Is it absolutely not real?
You know what it is? Someone's going to email in who works for the fucking Loch Ness Monster Tourist Board and sends that. Your
comments!
Your irresponsible comments, Sassanak, have cost our... We sold 5 less postcards with the Loch Ness Monster on this week because of what you said. Look at it out. Probably not. Probably not.
But it could be.
Well, there isn't everything where they reckon there could be a tunnel underneath it that gets to the sea, so it could have just been a manatee or something, or it could just be someone.
They said tunnel. It for years, haven't
they? They reckon that there could be caves under it, because it's like a fucking gigantic Loch Ness. It's
is
massive,
it?
And they've always sent little submarines down looking, and it's murky as fuck. It's like looking for something in a cup of tea.
So they have looked for the Loch Ness Monster.
There's loads of documentaries and stuff on it. I was obsessed with it when I was a kid.
Were
I used
you?
To watch it. Yeah,
I'd say I don't know much about it.
There was a thing, wasn't there a really old photo of it where it was just like, it looked like a sort of Brontosaurus's head or a Brachiosaurus's head coming out of the river.
Was it a dinosaur?
It was just a floating thing, wasn't it? I don't know. They reckon it's a... I mean, come on.
I need to do a bit more research.
There must be another podcast that covers bullshit like this. We don't have to get into this. There must be another...
Sorry, I want to chat about old legends. I want to do an old mythical legend section.
Listen, we've done a sweaty arse crack section. We can't do another specialised section, right? Leave old mythicals till next week.
Okay.
And then the week after, we'll do old mythical legendary sweaty arse.
Right, great.
Good.
I bet he had a sweaty crack anyway. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
Love the show, and me and my girlfriend listen avidly. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
So the way my girlfriend eats biscuits literally makes my hairs stand on edge, as I think it's disgusting.
What? Ooh, right, okay. No, hang on. I'm just trying to think. How can you eat biscuits disgustingly?
I think you're going to be on board with this. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
This is similar to you.
Oh.
She will grab a handful of biscuits and a glass of water. She will then proceed to take a bite of the biscuit and then open her mouth and pour a glug of water before chewing the biscuit with the water, then repeat with every bite.
Right, yeah.
I don't drink tea, but I can kind of understand dunking a biscuit in tea. But plain water? ? So my question is, do you think this is normal?
Right, okay. I can get on board with this.
Biscuit and water.
No, but I enjoy a crisp with a glug of juice.
You do it with juice, yeah.
I do. And
it's really weird.
What, it must have a name. It's got a name, I think.
I think it's called being a dirty sod.
No, that's a few words.
Yeah.
I think this is something, because I didn't know that people did this kind of thing.
Really?
And that's exciting.
So you have, your favourite one to do it with is like hula hoops, isn't it?
Barbecue hula hoops.
Yeah.
You
and
do
black
look
currant
at
juice.
You do look at it,
well,
Chris.
When you're doing stuff like that, wanting to kick you out the window.
My God.
Yeah, so you should, Rosie will throw some hula hoops in her mouth.
Yeah.
Crunch a couple of times just to sort of split them in half.
Oh my God, you're obsessed with this.
Rosie, it makes you're so much noise. It makes so much noise. It's like a pig feeding from a trough. Great. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So she pulls them in, then goes out. Just a couple of little bites, just to crunch them up a little bit, and then just pause a load of mouthful it, and then just like you sit, don't you? And you just let them dissolve in the juice in your mouth.
It can be a bit dangerous. There's been a few times when I've sucked the water in that I have choked a little bit.
I mean, you got to suffer for your arse, haven't you?
Honestly, Chris, it's worth it. Worth it. I do enjoy doing that. Mine, okay, water,
biscuits and water,
bit plain, isn't it?
Really strange,
like. It's kind of like eating your biscuit out of the bath.
Yeah. I find it weird. And I've got a funny feeling. He hasn't said what kind of biscuit it is, but I've got a feeling it's a plain digestive.
It's going to be, or a rich tea.
Yeah. Which essentially what she's doing is giving herself basically a mouthful of sand.
Yeah.
Wet sand.
Okay. No, well, listen, I'm on her side because obviously I'm part of the drinking whilst eating appreciation society that I've just
good,
made.
Good.
Is that
what that meeting was that you went to the other day?
Oh, yeah.
In the village hall. Was that you guys?
Where?
In the village hall.
That was us.
Very echoey for your hula hoop crunching ones.
I do, honestly, I can't eat a packet of barbecue hula hoops without a glass of juice.
It's horrible. It's horrible to watch.
I get Ribena with it on the train.
Oh, God.
Treat yourself.
So, leveled up.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, Chris and Rosie. Not really a question, but I felt compelled to tell you me and my husband's very weird peeing habits when we are drunk, since this week's podcast has been urine-based.
Okay.
When was this? When were
Fuck
we urine-based?
Knows. God knows.
Oh. Anyway, this person and their husband, a lady and a man, I'm guessing, we have invented the turbo wee.
Great.
This is when we use the toilet simultaneously. I sit on the loo with my legs open, so there's a gap in between my legs. Then my husband goes down on his knees, facing straight at me, and puts his winky in the gap aiming downwards.
Sorry, never, ever, ever, ever see a winky on this podcast again. Rosie, the next time someone emails in and the word winky is on, you change that, you edit that on
to
the
what?
Fly.
To
anything
what?
But the word winky.
Okay.
That is the worst right. sentence.
Okay, sorry. Then my husband goes down on his knees, facing straight at me, and puts his circus stick in the gap aiming downwards. We pee looking straight at each other. It's the weirdest. Give it a go. It will bring you closer together,
prison.
If anything.
Prison. Get them in prison. Get
please
them,
don't get, say my name, my friends listen.
I should see you. Oh, yeah. You're going on about that, but please don't say me. Normally, this is the closest I've ever been to wanting to not make someone anonymous, because that is the weirdest shit.
Question.
Yeah?
Why is he kneeled down?
How large is his circus stick? Well, I imagine his aim's not very good. Right. I imagine it's not even kneeling. I imagine it's squatting.
Wee all over.
That is the horriblest. That is one of the horriblest things I've ever heard of a couple doing.
So, yeah. It's
that
horrible.
Is one of the
She's
worst
sat
things.
There, he's sat that's, there on his knees.
That's one of the worst
eyes.
Things I've ever heard of a man and woman doing together. And I've watched documentaries about couples who murder people. That's disturbed me more.
I know. It's the looking at. Imagine if they kiss while they're doing it.
Imagine the smell.
It? After they've been on a sesh.
But it'll be like, is that yours or mine? Don't know. It's ours. Get in the bin. Both of yous, get in the bin.
Only when they're drunk. They're ashamed of it, you see.
Only when they're drunk. What?
I follow that line. Anyway. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I wanted to share a story with you about a time I tried to use Google Translate and it went very wrong.
Happy days.
Do you remember when someone put the Latin thing at the end of the email?
Yeah.
This is... along the same lines. Okay. This happened about 7 years ago, but still haunts me to this day. I had recently been employed as a PA for the director of a company whose name shall stay anonymous. Mm-hmm. When my boss asked me to go to London Heathrow Arrivals to collect a very important new employee who was moving here to start a new job within the company.
Wow.
That's
like something off a film, that, isn't it? Going to collect the new person from the airport.
Yeah.
Okay.
It happens, you know. Yeah. We just don't have jobs like this.
Got you.
But people have jobs like this. Like PAs and stuff like that. I always think that would be quite an interesting job.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do you agree?
What is a PA?
Personal assistant.
Oh, well, I mean, it depends who the assistant's for. If you're a personal assistant to us, it would be boring as fuck. If you're a personal assistant to someone, yeah, who
yeah,
has
but
to
it'd have to be like they'd have to be high flying, you know, interesting person, like
captain of industry.
Yeah.
Right then, yeah.
Unless it's like, have you seen the film? Oh, what's it called?
Great. Here we go.
Sake.
Here we go.
Devil Wears Prada.
Right, okay.
Have you seen that?
That's annoying. Yes.
She's a PA. Right. And our boss is a dick.
Right.
So she does not make the job look that good.
Right, okay.
But I wouldn't want that one. I'd want to be a good one.
So you would want to be a PA, but just for someone really exciting and sort of international. Yeah. Like you want to be like James Bond's PA.
Yeah, oh, no, too dangerous.
Too dangerous, right, okay. M?
Who's M?
Judy Dench's character from James
Bond. No, far too dangerous. Get us out of the world of crime. What are you talking about?
It's not crime. It's bloody espionage.
I know,
how dare you?
I know, all right, but
then.
It's like...
All right, then, okay.
I'm all right to be PA for, you know, underground bloody criminals.
Right, okay. Sorry. Would you be a footballer's PA?
Possibly.
Right, okay.
A bit boring.
Right. Jesus, right.
I know, but I'd have to go to the matches all and
right,
I'd be like,
then.
Oh, unless I sit in the box.
The owner of fucking Shell.
Oil.
The oil company, Shell, owner of them. Mm,
that could you'd probably go to a lot of places in the world.
Right.
Yeah, okay then, fair enough.
Jesus, painful.
Good pension, probably.
What a fucking stupid
do you
thing
not,
to say.
Do you know what's so funny? I don't know if this is a thing that happens to everybody,
right.
But do you not feel like I know all of my parents' friends or people who they know who've got good jobs?
Here's your mum and dad tell you.
Just, they don't tell you everyone else's job, but when someone's got a good job, they're like, worked at such and such, you know.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's good, but that's just your parents trying to instill in you that you need to have a good job. Yeah.
But Shell always used to come up.
Did it?
Work for Shell.
Work for Shell. Like, that's so weird, because I think because it's a North East thing, because a lot of people work offshore. That's why, in my head, when I thought of the I could have said Mark Zuckerberg, I could have said fucking Elon Musk from Tesla, but I went Shell, because I'm exactly the same, because my dad's mate works for Shell, and he got a good pension.
Yeah. See?
That's weird that, isn't it?
There you go.
All right, Elon Musk. Would it be Elon Musk's PA?
Is he...
Tesla. And SpaceX.
Boring.
The boring company is one of his companies.
And it would be... It would go over my head.
Yeah, to be fair, you'd be a fucking nightmare.
It would be awful. Honestly,
Elon! Elon, what's the Wi-Fi? I can't get on the Wi-Fi. Elon! Elon! What's the Wi-Fi? Yeah? Which one? Capitals or not? Get rid of her. Fucking get rid of that fishwife. Out of here, please.
You don't use petrol stations. What?
Elon, I've curbed the alloys again. Again?
Oh, listen, you've named really shit ones. So.
All right.
I just want, like.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Abso-flippin-lutely.
Right, there we go.
Yes, get me on the yacht. Right. Honestly.
No, you're not
allowed on
the yacht.
I'll
condom
him up.
Condom. Are you referring to the time when he gets photographed on yachts with beautiful women?
Yes.
So you don't even want to be so that's the worst thing you've ever said. So we've gone from you'd be interested to be a PE to go and see the world. We've whittled it down to you want to be Leonardo DiCaprio's fucking condom holder for when he goes on yachts with beautiful women. Much like Snoop Dogg, you know Snoop Dogg pays someone $50,000 a year to roll joints for him.
Right.
That's a job.
Mate, I haven't done it for a long time.
He's got a guy.
But
he's
I would
got
do
a
that.
Guy who sits and rolls joints. Really? So you want to be Leonardo DiCaprio's condom on rapper.
Listen, can I be on the yacht?
Horrific.
If I can just be on the yacht.
Just want to be on the yacht.
Just call us whenever.
Why don't you just work on a yacht? Why don't you be a captain's PA on a yacht?
Oh, because I'd have to do all the other shitty jobs.
You just want to open condoms.
Open condoms for Leo.
How many hours a week do you think that is, opening condoms?
7.
Bollocks.
Once a day.
Oh, God.
So anyway. Back to the question.
Yes.
Now I found my dream job.
Yeah.
The man was moving here from Austria or Germany. I can't remember which country, and I'm rubbish at geography.
Okay.
So am I. And I decided to use Google Translate to make a friendly welcome sign in his language for me to hold up at arrivals, or God. So I thought. I had not long been standing in the arrivals hall, holding up my sign and smiling eagerly at everyone who was coming through when I started to get a few dodgy looks.
Oh, no.
Oh, because they'll all be from the same.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, a few double takes and the occasional head shake of disapproval. I was still smiling when this smart and very stern businessman walked up to me and said to me, "Do you know what your sign says?" And I replied, "Yes. It says, welcome to your new home." And he says, no, your sign says, welcome, dead whores. Followed closely by my company's logo.
Welcome, dead whores.
Welcome, dead whores.
Dead whores.
Dead whores. W-H-O-R-E-S.
Oh, it's like some kind of like racist anti-immigration. Like, you know, imagine if Westboro Baptist Church yes. like went to the airport to stop people coming to their country. It was welcome dead
whores.
Welcome
dead whores.
That's fantastic. Dead whores. How did you get that?
I have no idea. She said she was mortified.
Dead whores.
It had the company logo right next
to it. Oh yeah, yeah, just to make it official. Like,
honestly, imagine.
Welcome, dead whores. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. We hope you enjoyed that. Thank you so much for listening to Shagman and Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hey, what were they like, them Chris? They were great, weren't they?
Them.
The one about the bloody thing.
I know.
And that one about the other one.
Yes, and the one that we mentioned, the thingy.
The stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. How big was that? Or small? Or something? And or... Adjective. This time we don't know what they were, but we hope you enjoyed them. Guys, we'll be back in the years next week. See you soon.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.